Forget the G20 this week. The real meeting of rival superpowers was in Bavaria, Germany today. That's where a soccer match took place featuring players wearing rival footwear, Adidas and Puma, players who work at those rival companies. The game is remarkable because of a long-standing bitter feud between the iconic sneaker makers. It goes back to Germany in the 1940s when shoemaking brothers Adolf and Rudolf Dassler had a falling out. One founded Adidas, the other Puma. Barbara Smith, author of the book Sneaker Wars, explains how the rivalry got started.
Well, that joint company worked pretty well for some time, but it became apparent fairly quickly that they had very different personalities. Adolf was really the cobbler. He was a rather quiet man, whereas Rudolf was a more outspoken, typical sales type person, if you like, cigar chomping. Basically, the tensions arose over the years, but it really came to a boiling point during the war when Rudolf Dassler was sent to the front in what is today Poland, and after his return was picked up by American soldiers. And so he was imprisoned for about a year in Germany. And of course, he was fairly convinced that this came from his brother's side and the will to have him evicted from the company.
Could you argue, though, that this rivalry actually turned these companies into multinational success stories and transformed the sneaker business, or actually created a sneaker business?
Well, I mean, certainly if you were an athlete in the 60s or the 70s, it was pretty easy because all you had to do is go to Herzog and, you know, cross the river a couple of times and up the stakes. And that's what quite a few people did. The rivalry did contribute to shape, sports marketing, really.
This rivalry took place in a small town in Bavaria. How did it manifest itself in this small town where the brothers grew up?
Well, for several decades, the town really was split in two. People really had to take sides. They were either Adidas or Puma, and in fact, Herzog, as it's known in short, became known as the town of the bent necks, because you always look at people's shoes before and see what they were wearing before you strike up a conversation. You actually had Adidas bakers, Puma bakers, and people from one side would preferably go to that school and not to the other school. And the town was totally divided for quite a while.
So today's soccer match will do what for the two companies?
I don't think it will change very much between the two companies because the business rivalry, of course, remains totally intact. Then again, on a personal level, I mean, I did receive personal messages from various people. It all seems pretty good-humored. And for some of them, yeah, it probably will be the first time that they actually are in contact with people from the other side at a personal or sports kind of level.
Barbara Smith is the author of the book Sneaker Wars, The Enemy Brothers, who founded Adidas and Puma, and the family that forever changed the business of sport. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My Adidas walk through closet doors and roam all over Coliseum floors.
Well, we know what side Run DMC is on. The winner of today's soccer game, it was management. Adidas and Puma employees played on mixed teams. The team that had both CEOs on it, that team won.
While we're on the subject of sneakers, we'd like to hear your sneaker story. Send us a photo of you and your favorite sneakers and tell us why you love them, whatever the brand. Were you wearing them when you met your significant other or when you ran in the Boston Marathon? Send us your sneaker story with photo attached to sneakers@npr.org, and we'll put the best stories on our website.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.